Who is Jesus? He is the Lamb of God. If you have your Bibles, open it please to John chapter 1, verses 29 and then verse 36. We read, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So who is Jesus? He is the Lamb of God. Now you might ask, what does a lamb have to do with who Jesus is? It's a rather surprising exclamation of John the Baptist. The religious leaders had come to John in the wilderness asking who he was. Was John the Christ? Was John Elijah? Was John that prophet that was promised by Moses that's greater than Moses? John's answer to their question was, no, he was not. Rather, John is just the one who was preparing the way of the Lord. But there was one in their presence whom they know not, the Christ, the great promised prophet and Messiah. And the next day, as John sees Jesus coming unto him, he declares, Behold the Lamb of God! Why didn't John just say to the crowd, Here is Christ? Instead, he calls Jesus the Lamb. This is significant. You see, the Jews were looking for a prophet. They desired a king who would deliver them from Roman oppression. They had no desire for a savior who would deliver them from God's wrath for sinners. The reason is that they had no sense of their own sin. It is under those circumstances that John announced Jesus as the Lamb of God. The Spirit of God is setting forth Jesus to Israel in its very character, which people needed him the most. Sadly, they would accept him on a throne, but not on an altar as a sacrifice. Is it any different today? Many see Jesus as a good man, a wonderful teacher among many teachers, or a social reformer, or a teacher of ethics. But what you and I need, first and most importantly, is the Christ of the cross. On the cross, Jesus, as the Lamb of God, offered himself as a sacrifice for sin. Jesus is the Lamb. In the Old Testament, there were all the sacrifices that were made. In Genesis chapter 4, the lamb is pictured in the first of the flock that Abel offered as a God-pleasing sacrifice. When Abraham, later, is called to sacrifice his son Isaac, Isaac asks, But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And in response, Abraham said, My son, God himself will provide a lamb for a burnt offering. With Abraham's obedience, the Lord did provide a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham beheld the lamb, and he took it for a burnt offering instead of his son. In Exodus 12, Moses is told to tell Israel of the necessity of taking a lamb without blemish. They were to kill it, put the blood over the doorpost of their houses, and eat the flesh of it. God would see that blood over the door, and he would pass over that house with a plague of death. That's a lot of lambs. To whom do all these lambs point? Obviously, these animals themselves could not save. But you see, they pointed to Jesus, the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, verse 7. John, in our text, identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God. He is the Lamb that God Himself provides for our salvation. And in Revelation chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 21, the Lamb is praised by the host of heaven and glorified upon His throne. The sacrifice of the Lamb could be for an individual, it could be for a whole household, and it could also be for the whole nation. That Lamb had to be without blemish and without spot, we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. What a picture that is of Jesus. He had no sin of His own. He does not rebel, but as we read in Isaiah, He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. What willing obedience to His Father in heaven, and what willingness to be a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus takes away sin. Do you see your need for Jesus, God's Son, who came down from heaven? He came down and He took on our human nature. He took our place with all of our sins on Himself. Why did He do that? So that you and I, who believe on Jesus, would be passed over by God's anger. You see, God is a righteous God who must punish sin. Jesus became sin who knew no sin. We read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, "For He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." What this means is that God transferred our sin to Jesus, the Lamb of God, our substitute. And God transfers Jesus' righteousness to us. We are all sinners. There is no one righteous, no, not one, we read in Romans 3, verse 10. Or again from Romans 3, verse 23, "For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God." How bad is it? The Bible tells us that we are dead in sin. Now you know, as well as I do, that a dead person cannot do anything to save themselves. Rather, we only make things worse. When we read in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 29, sin makes us guilty before God. That sin must be punished by a righteous God by death. Jesus came into the world to suffer God's wrath for our sins. He took our deserved death on Himself. Jesus takes away the sin of the world. He takes it away by His shed blood on Calvary's cross. It is Jesus' blood that washes away sin like water washes away dirt. This is what baptism is a picture of. Have you been baptized? The Bible says in 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Whom is this for? The religious leaders who came to John the Baptist did not think that they had sin. Therefore, they did not feel a need for Jesus. But the following day, John again says to two of his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God." And those two disciples followed Jesus. They went to His house and they had fellowship with Jesus. You see, they believed, and they became Jesus' first disciples. One of those disciples was Andrew. And Andrew was so excited that he immediately went out to find his brother and brought him to Jesus. God's word in John 1 verse 29 tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Does that mean that Jesus died for every person in the world? That is sadly what some teach. What John 1 verse 29 does teach is that Jesus takes away the sin not merely of individuals or of households or even the nation of the Jews. Jesus died for his sheep, those who believe in him. They are sheep found in all nations, tribes, and cultures. They are those who are rich and poor. They are those who are in high places in society, but also those in lowly places. They are all kinds of people. They are the elect of God, given to Jesus before the foundation of the world to be saved. Jesus died for many. He died for his people. He died for his sheep. He died for his church. This is the truth that is called definite atonement. Why is that truth important? Well, if Jesus died for every person, but many are not saved, then obviously Jesus' work is not all-powerful. Then something more is needed. Then Jesus' suffering and death did not do enough. Then it would mean that Jesus' blood was shed in vain for some, that his death was useless. Then salvation depends on whether or not you are willing to be saved. But look at our text. Does not our text say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," not who is willing to save, but that taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus, the Lamb of God, did all that was necessary for their and our salvation by his suffering and death. Nothing more is needed. Nothing more can be added. It is Jesus who saves. Jesus saves completely by his shed blood on the cross. There is in our text a call to behold the Lamb. John the Baptist called the Jews of his day, and even his own disciples, to behold the Lamb. Look at that word, behold. It means look closely. Fasten your attention upon him. Look to him as the only hope, the only salvation from sin. He says that one must not only glance, he doesn't say just look once in a while at Jesus, but this call is deeply significant in view of its setting. The religious leaders, many of the Jews, were looking for what they wanted, a great teacher or a miracle worker or someone to rid them of Roman oppression. The Holy Spirit is calling you and me to look in faith to the only Savior from sin. It is the look of faith. By grace, God works faith in his own to look away from themselves and to look to the only powerful Savior from sin. We are all sinners. Do you know yourself as a sinner? You cannot save yourself from sin. You can't save yourself from the punishment of sin. Look. Look in faith to the God-provided Savior. With John the Baptist, we say, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world."